stick. But sometimes.
My love.
Gotta stick with the ancient ways.
My love.
Now you understand me.
My love.
Listening to RadioValencia.fm, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god. We're here in the studio, and there's a rainbow. My god, there's a rainbow above the mixing console. Above the mixer, there's a... No, there's two rainbows. There's two rainbows above the mixer. Oh my god. There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my god. There's two. Then wait a. Hold on. Wait a minute, Rick. Are you? Is this some kind of joke? Wow. They're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What? What does it mean? Oh my god. Oh my god. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh my god. I can't believe. I can't believe this bit is. Has come all the way from the internet to radio. And the. Oh my. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing console.
Thank you. 18, my mom, my wife, our six kids and me moved into a nice used double wide. It was blue and white, about 100 feet long, with tires on the roof, flamingos on the lawn, and genuine simulated wood paneling on the inside. Now when you move into a trailer park, you hear odd things when it gets dark. Hollering, screaming, cursing, ain't nothing weird. But one night I heard a really strange noise, so I crept down the hall to check on the boys. And what I seen done scared me something fierce. Well, there on the Naugahyde couch, he sat a shadowy figure in a Mack truck hat. It was a ghost, and he was drinking all my beer. They weren't wearing no sheet, just a pair of jeans, an old white beater with greasy stains. I screamed like a girl and he just disappeared. There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got a chain on his wallet and he's rattling it loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! Tore in the bedroom and slammed the door shut. Pretty soon the sun came up. I told my wife what happened, but she just shook her head. And I'll tell the truth, I'd have had a drink or three, and the stress at my job been getting to me. But just to be safe, I put a gun rack over the bed. Well, a neighbor stopped by later that day, said the previous tenant had passed away. He was killed working on a Camaro out in the front yard. The hood fell and gave his head a smack. He died, but they say he still comes back. And when the moon is full, he tries to start that car. Well, that same night, about 9:45, we was watching Dukes of Hazzard on TNN, and we heard a blood-curdling scream coming from the lawn. We ran out to that trailer lot, and that Camaro was levitating right off the blocks of that ghost in the driver's seat, yelling, "Yeehaw!" There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got Skinner on the radio and he cranked it up real loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! Well, things got bad and soon got worse. We were stuck with his paranormal curse. He'd wake us up at night yelling, "Boo, y'all!" Moved things around to cause a scare. Made a tin of skulls float through the air. We could hear footsteps line dancing down the hall. Well, I called the cops and they just laughed. Then a friend at work found the online chat, told us about a site called TrailerGhost.com. There were stories and tips, all kinds of advice. I'm telling you, that website saved our lives. We sent that ghost back into the great beyond. But listen to me, don't make no mistake. If you feel your trailer start to shake, run to the window and take a look outside. And if there's no tornado to be found and you start to hear a strange moaning sound, you might have a ghost up in your double wide. There's a ghost in your trailer, you got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave you alone. If the walls commence to move in and blood starts dripping out, you got a ghost in your trailer. Look out!
What we've got here is a failure to communicate.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Hubo una vez un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Y hoy pobre y solo lloro por ti. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Hubo una vez un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Same to would care. Thought she'd be there for you. Was not a lie, yet not quite true. She'll be there when the rivers turn lakes into sea.
big dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Has become to the gang shot him
on the bodies.
Progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.